Hi, this is Bob Serling with 10 Minute Business Success, and today my guest is Steve Olscher. Steve is known as the world's foremost reinvention expert. He's famous for helping individuals and corporations become exceptionally clear on their what. That is, the one thing they were created to do. His practical, no-holds-barred approach to life and business propels his clients towards achieving massive profitability while cultivating lives of purpose, conviction, and contribution. In addition, he's also a New York Times best-selling author, the chairman and co-founder of Liquor.com, and an in-demand media guest who's appeared on CNN, Fox Business, and other national outlets. So that's really quite a resume, and welcome, Steve.
Appreciate you having me on, my friend. Sorry about that. Here we go. See, all I got to do is learn how to use my own stuff. We're good to go.
All right. We are good to go. All right. So let's get right to the question, which is, what's your favorite business building strategy or technique that's working well for you or your clients right now?
I think for me, that's a pretty easy answer because I've been pretty much all in the world of podcasting now for the last 3 years. So podcasting, both from the standpoint of having my own event, by having my own show, and of course appearing as a guest on other people's shows as well. So I've actually been a guest on over 500 shows in the last 3 years, and we've recorded over 500 shows of our own in that time frame as well. So over 1,000 shows in the last 3 years, man. And I would say that in combination with live events, that's really where it's at for me in the moment.
Well, that's great. So let's break it down to one of those topics because we do have limited time. And I think since most people have some content and some expertise, probably the best route for them to start with is as a guest on other people's podcasts. So what tips would you give beginners for being a good guest and landing as many podcasts as possible?
Well, it really does all start with having clarity around what I would call your topic of influence, and that is your area of expertise, your area of focus, what it is that you do extraordinarily well that really separates you from others in your space. And so what is that topic of influence? What is that 1, 2, 3, maybe 4-word description of who you are and what you do, and just, again, what really encapsulates just as I would call it, your what, you know, that which really puts fire in your soul. And once you have clarity around that, then it's a matter of finding the related shows and the hosts and producers who literally already have your audience in their hands. And so it's then a matter of connecting with them and getting booked on their high visibility platforms.
Okay, so let's back up to that first step. How does somebody, particularly somebody who's new to being a guest on podcast, find the right podcast to appear on?
That's a great question. And fortunately, it's a fairly easy answer nowadays, which is once you understand what your topic of influence is. I mean, if it's retiring rich, so therefore, you know, retirement or, you know, holistic something, or I mean, like whatever it is for you, whatever that topic of influence is, you literally just take that and you pop that into the search box of an iTunes or a Stitcher or a Spotify or one of those, and you'll see all of the shows where they are already talking about your subject. And those are the shows that you want to start with. I mean, I know it seems like, well, wait a minute, if they're already talking about it, why would I want to be on those shows? And the answer is because those are the shows where you're going to find the most likely takers for your message.
Yeah, because people need content. I mean, we're doing this podcast now. I need content all the time. And for your podcast, you do. So one other question, especially for beginners, do you start with the big guns or do you start kind of with a mid-level podcast or the smaller ones?
Yeah, I mean, my personal take on it is if the big ones come calling, you never tell them no. But at the same token, you know, if you had never done a TV interview before and Oprah came a calling during her prime, just when she was getting millions and millions and millions of viewers on every episode, you may have actually done yourself more harm than good if you weren't prepared, if you weren't ready. And so I'm a big believer of cutting your teeth on the smaller shows first. I mean, it just there's something to be said for learning how to talk in sound bites and learning how to really understand the flow of a show. And the only way to do that is to actually do it, right? So I'm a big fan of starting with the smaller shows and certainly working your way up.
Great. Okay. So once you've picked, let's say you pick a list of 5 or 10 podcasts you want to approach, what's the best way to contact the host?
It's amazing actually how simple it is for most folks. I mean, unless you're trying to target a Joe Rogan or somebody like that. And even in that case, I mean, we do have something called the Ultimate Directory of Podcasters, where we give everybody all of those contact info, you know, including their email address. But, you know, reality is if you didn't have the Ultimate Directory, you could just simply go to their sites and you'd be amazed at how many podcast hosts and producers have sites where their contact info is right there, or they have a submission form for getting onto their show. It's amazing to me how easy it is.
Yeah, you know, the great thing about being a guest on podcasts is it's a lot like publicity, appearing in a magazine, on a website, or a newspaper. They need content all the time. A lot of people think of it as, well, it's kind of like a joint venture, but it isn't, because a lot of, you know, people with big lists don't need a lot of joint venture partners. They already have them. But podcast hosts do need content all the time, and good content. So it's reasonably easy to connect with them.
Yeah.
So once you've identified those hosts and you found their form, is there a best way to craft your message that's most likely to get you an interview?
Well, yeah, I think you really just have to focus on the audience benefits. You know, most people just want to talk about who they are and what they do, but they forget to really hone in on and focus on the benefits for the audience. So I think if you make it really easy for them and say, hey, here are a few of the topics that I cover, and here's the value add, the benefits, the takeaways for the audience, they will have, meaning the decision makers, will have a better understanding of who you are and what you do, and will understand that you're not necessarily in this just for yourself, but that you really are there to serve. And that's a big difference between you and 99.9% of everyone else who's going to be pitching them.
Fantastic. So let's get to the big payoff question. Obviously, you want to be a guest because you want to let people know about you so they come to your site and they join your list. I know this is kind of an all-over-the-map question, but on a, let's say, a mid-sized podcast, how many people, and you do a really good interview, how many people can you expect to have join your list from a decent interview?
Well, you know, I will tell you this, and of course it's going to vary on a million different things, and there's so many different variables that go into that answer. You know, how you are as a guest, how the host is, what their engagement level is with their audience, you know, what their typical download numbers are, et cetera. I mean, there's a million different variables. But I will say from my perspective that on average, we'll get about 250 opt-ins, meaning people provide their name and email address for whatever that offering is, every time I appear on a show. So sometimes it's a lot more, sometimes it's a lot less, but on average, about 250 good qualified leads.
Yeah, that's been my exact experience too. I find anywhere from 150 to 300. So let's split that and say 200. if you do, you know, 5 guest appearances a month, you're adding 1,000 people to your list a month, and that adds up quick.
Yep, exactly. Sounds good.
All right. Well, this has been fantastic, Steve. Let's wrap up by having you tell everyone how they find out more about you, get in touch with you, and all that good stuff.
Well, I would say that probably the best place to start would be to pick up a free copy of the Ultimate Directory of Podcasters. I mean, we're talking about podcasting. Let's get you booked on some shows. So myultimatedirectory.com is the best place to go. And that Ultimate Directory of Podcasters has detailed contact info for 670 of the world's top podcasters. So it's a monster. It's 147 pages.
Yeah, and it's a fantastic resource. I use it myself. It's just been absolutely a great door opener. So, Steve, thanks for the great advice, and thanks for the directory. Both are fantastic.
Sounds good. Appreciate you having me on.